This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The other thing I want to throw at you is go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, you guys really are pushing it. You're right up on it. Valentine's Day's next week. What'd you get for your honey? I got to ask, what'd you get? What are you waiting for? Get hit upside the head with a frying pan to figure it out? I mean, really, what's taking so long? Anyway, you know, go to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70% off. They got bathrobes, great sheets, great towels. There's all kinds of stuff you can look at on there. And ladies, if you want to buy him something, that's easy, too, because you go there. I love their slippers and their bathrobes. It isn't that hard.
You know what I heard.
What?
I heard a term today called Galentine's Day, and I'm assuming that means if you're not in a relationship, you can celebrate yourself and your singleness, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not always in the relationships of our dream. So you can go to MyPillow and get yourself something for Galentine's.
Get yourself something.
Yes, I know.
Hey, you're sitting out of the picture. Sit up.
I can't. I don't feel good. Okay, here we go.
All right. I'll make the adjustment. There you go.
No. I'm going to sit up.
You look so relaxed. I didn't want to bother you.
I was. I had my feet up on the desk. I was
happy. Afraid you were going to fall asleep or something.
No, all right. I would, but I was happy.
Hey, did you hear who died today? Probably a lot of people died, but...
I know. Somebody famous?
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
And young.
Can I have a...
Sylvester Stallone, but it wasn't
no.
him.
No.
No, he didn't. No, no.
Okay. No. Don't
Even if he
that.
Did, I wouldn't tell you until your segment was over because I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Although if I was him, I'd fake my death with the three daughters he's got, but that's beside the point.
No, I really liked him. I admired
Carl Weathers.
Something.
Right? Ooh. Carl Weathers.
Not what's his name? This
Apollo
character?
Creed.
Apollo Creed.
Yeah. How but he was only 76 years old.
Yeah, he's not an old man.
No.
It's funny how the older I get, you know, 76 doesn't
Isn't that funny?
Sound
yeah.
old anymore.
Right.
What did he die of?
When you were in high school, somebody 40 was ancient. Wasn't he?
I know, huh?
It doesn't Creed. Say. It doesn't say, but just the mere fact that, you know, everyone you kind of know who he was and... Aww. All of that. So, yeah. Yeah, 76, to your point. He was young.
Mm-hmm.
See? You never know.
No.
Get
you
that relationship
never know.
Now.
Do one. I know. Forget that Galentine's. You better do some Valentine's.
I never heard that before. That's new.
Dr. G sent that to me. I thought it was very cute.
That's hilarious, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so in office, since it is Black History Month, yeah, I thought maybe we should talk about Stacey Abrams, you know, because she is or perceives herself to be the picture of black righteousness in Georgia.
She's the epitome of black history. I thought, you know, I'm happy with Carl Weathers. You really don't have to go farther than that.
There you go. Well, apparently she had this nonprofit, right? And the nonprofit, you know, fought for voting rights, and you know, she founded the nonprofit, and they've taken in millions and millions of dollars in donations to, right. So you already know where I'm going with this, okay? Yeah, they just had to lay off a whole bunch of people because, you know, her accounting skills are so great. Anyway, they just laid off a whole bunch of people there, and you know, with the Democrat victories in the state, she said she was helping voter turnout. It was her people but they're going to cut 75% of the staff because they're not getting the donations they used to be getting, partly because she can't account for, $2.5 million.
Well, they might look in her pockets.
Yeah. The cookie jar in her kitchen, maybe?
Cookie jar in her kitchen. So, trust me, from looking at her, she ain't replacing any cookies. Yeah. She will put it...
Well, she ain't replacing any cookies. Yeah, you're right.
She ain't replacing any cookies, though.
Yeah.
She's interesting. And what, didn't she deny the election came out properly?
She still believes that she's governor.
Even though that's illegal for Trump.
Yeah, listen. She claims in one state that the Republicans stole 52,000 votes. She lost by that many.
Right.
So somehow we are smart enough to pull that off and make it happen, right?
Exactly. I wish. Let me just say, I wish we had pulled that off.
Yeah, right.
It's not the case. Stacey, you're barking up the wrong tree. We didn't do it. Because
She calls any kind of, or she's sued the state of Georgia several times, because she calls any kind of action to push for voter ID is nothing more than Jim Crow 2.0. Interesting how they use all these terms that they know or believe that'll cause people to really freak out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what you got to do. Who was I listening to today who was saying if the left doesn't lie, they can't win at all? And it's absolutely true. So they have these buzzwords, and they have these things that absolutely have worked for them time and time again. I don't think they're working anymore. And, you saw the video that I – did you see the video I sent you earlier about all the black people that are going to Trump's side? And I will use the word that they use.
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, you got to watch it. You're going to love
it. Okay. All right. I'll watch it during the break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You know what? We're going to talk about why – the left feels that Catholic schools are on a mission to be subversive. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, you know, so that you're not part of the problem. I mean, seriously. And you got to get involved and engaged. You got to be informed. It makes it so much easier to fight back, right, when you have the information that you need. Nobody's asking you for anything crazy here. Seriously. Well, some people think I'm crazy, but that's all right. I can deal with that. Sophie Smith joins me. She does every Friday as my co-host. Always appreciate her time. Kind of kicks the partying off.
But can I just say, you don't even have to be all that informed because the left is not used to us standing up for ourselves at all. So all you have to be is informed a little bit. They're so shocked. by the fact that we say anything at all.
Yeah.
And they're so out of whack in terms of having to defend their points of view. So you don't have to go crazy. You don't have to know everything. Just know a little bit and watch how far that gets you. I'm serious.
So before we went to break, there was an article that somebody sent me, one of the listeners sent me about the subversive mission of Catholic schools. And this was an article that was in one of the Microsoft public, MSN. And, you know, what's really funny is we talked about this the other day, how Jack Hibbs, Pastor Jack Hibbs, he went to give an opening prayer at Congress.
Yes.
And the left went out of their minds because he was anti-LGBTQ, ABCDFG.
That was the headline.
Right. That was the headline on the left sites, on the left-leaning sites. On the right sites, you know, it was, you know, the activist pastor, blah, 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 blah. So one made him look like the devil's second brother, and then the other one was just more like, okay, he's a little more right-wing, he's a little more hardcore. And, you know, he goes by Scripture. You can't do that. When you mention Scripture for any reason, they don't matter, you know, what church you belong to, it drives them nuts. So now we have a Catholic school, because you know, this is Catholic School Week, I guess. One of the bishops put together a message and said, you know, they adhere to doctrine, they adhere to the Bible, they adhere to all of this. And the mission of Catholic schools, he said, is to assist parents in the education and faith formation of their children so they may grow in their love and their knowledge of Christ and be moved to serve Him and others. And that was in the letter. Well, let me tell you what. The left lost their mind over this. Okay? And they just went down the road ripping this school apart, ripping this bishop apart, and I'm saying, so just merely, as Jesus said, merely mentioning his name makes them nuts. Mm-hmm. Right? But their only beef with this school is that parents want to be involved in their kids' education to make sure that they love Jesus as much as they love learning. Is that really where we're at?
Yeah, because call it all good, man. When they hate him, or when they hate you for loving him, they hate him. And you can't pay these people any attention. I think it's a great exposure. They might think they're really smart and having these headlines and have, you know, first of all, their publications are going to pop. They're just, nobody's subscribing to their stuff anyhow.
Even AI can't make sense of them.
even AI can't make sense of them. So I don't think, you know, God bless the parents. Don't take them seriously. It is very frustrating. I know that on our part. But to be honest, when you see stuff like this, we're winning. When they go when they go out of their way to change a headline like that, like you were mentioning about the Jack Hibbs, I saw another one today. Oh, I saw another one today, and I wanted to say it was about the Jackie Robinson statue. Listen, they go out of their way if they think that they can pin it on an LGBT hating, MAGA, white nationalist, whatever. That's in the headlines, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know how to read the news by now, shame on you. But, if we want our children to learn the Word of God and they put it down, they're God haters. I don't think that they can help it. They really believe what they believe. They really believe those headlines.
I wish our people believed and held forth the way that they believe and hold their narrative forth.
I agree. And they also want to keep what little jobs they have left. I remember working in Hollywood, and this was the first Bush era and Daddy Bush. And the surefire way you could get a joke on the air is if you made fun of Barbara Bush. I mean, it wouldn't even have to be a good joke. It wouldn't have to be clever. You just call her the Quaker Oats name, you know? And you would get your joke in, but you would keep your job based on jokes that you got on the air. So you got to do it. Yeah, you got to do it. And years later, I read the autobiography of the Bushes, and I found out why her, Barbara Bush's hair, the mother, her hair turned white, and it was after the loss of a child that was very traumatic for the entire family that obviously more on her. And I felt so bad that I'd written jokes to go on the air so I could keep my job to feed my family based on this woman's hardship. But Hollywood is so evil. They don't need to know the details. They just need to know that you're supporting their cause, and their cause isn't a good cause.
Usually not. You are correct. All right.
Yeah. How did you escape being Catholic?
What? How did I escape being Catholic?
Well, I think because I've been watching a lot of movies and small town Boston and all the small cities and towns.
I grew up very
Catholic. Okay.
I grew up, but wait a minute. This is a difference here. I also grew up Roman Italian Catholic. They are hardcore, tough people. I had the Franciscan. I had the St. Anthony priest and the Franciscan nuns. And, boy, they knew how to wield a yardstick, let me tell you what. So, and they practiced on me a lot for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know why, to this day.
But I think one of the things I took away from my Catholic upbringing was the belief in God and the surety that he was there. He was with me. He was watching. There was no question about it. And if you didn't believe, they would beat it into you. So we were good. But I think what the world now calls born again, when I became born again, it was a different thing. All of a sudden, it opened up not a scary relationship, but an actual relationship with somebody who loved you. We'll talk more about that if you want to. After the break, we'll be right back. You're listening to Joe Messina Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Three people were killed Thursday night when a small plane crashed into a mobile home park along the Florida Gulf Coast. The Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park in Clearwater witnessed the fatalities, with two people on the ground also dying in that crash. Flight records from FlightAware indicate the single-engine Beechcraft, which had departed from Vero Beach on the Atlantic coast, was headed to St. Petersburg. House Republicans are looking into allegations of federal fund misuse by the Georgia prosecutor handling former President Trump's election interference case. The House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena to Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis, requesting documents concerning those funds. In Pennsylvania, groundhog Punxsutawney Phil is predicting an early spring as he did not see his shadow. This means there won't be six more weeks of winter. Despite suggestions from PETA to replace the Groundhog Day display with a coin flip, the traditional forecast went on as planned. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me as well. Sonia, again, always appreciate your time.
Thank you, and I appreciate you letting me come on here. I am very infective right now. I'm sick. And I'm so glad that I didn't infect you so far.
Please. I used to suck on marbles that were on top of sewer covers. Really? Give me a break. This is nothing.
Anyhow. Oh, I'm not feeling good. And as soon as we're done, I'm going to dive into bed.
Okay.
I don't feel good.
All right. Soup. Chicken soup. Lots of chicken soup. Okay?
I got some.
I mean, the Jews and the Italians believe in that. It works. Go ahead.
You have something you want to say. Yeah. Well, no, I was just going to say the problem is you don't feel well enough to cook it. So I ordered groceries in yesterday to make chicken soup.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't. I just can't even get out of bed to do it. So I bought some already made today. I made some other slow cooked in my crock pot. And hopefully by Monday I'm going to be a new woman.
Okay.
Or a better woman.
All right.
Or at least not a sick one.
You'll still be a woman, though, so we'll be good with that. I don't have to worry
about that's what I'm identifying
it. God, you're getting me in so much trouble. All right. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, I know this is a tinge, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Hollywood is now on a roll of making, or looking into making, I should say, woke remakes of Oz,
now?
Scrooge, It's a Wonderful Life, one of my favorite movies in the world, Cheaper by the Dozen, and I don't understand it. One of the things what's the director, producer? I don't know what all these things are. What is the difference between a producer, an executive producer, and a director? And don't take an hour to tell me. Quick.
No, quickly. An executive producer is generally somebody who's put up some money.
Ooh.
A producer might have their hands in the creative aspect, as well as the money, and then the director has a creative arm into what it looks like, how they're shooting this whole thing. I guess that's the easiest way to explain.
So they've pulled in this creator, as they're calling this person, Kenya Barris, who I guess did a movie called Blackish. And now
TV show.
Ah. Is it a he or she? I don't wanna.
Kenya's a dude.
Huh?
Kenya's a guy. He's a man.
Okay. All right. So he's planning on redoing The Wizard of Oz. Now it's already been done with a whole black cast, right?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson and
The Wiz.
It's a Wonderful Life. And let me see. And on the drawing board is also Cheaper by the Dozen.
No, that's already been done, and that was executive produced by him. And I will tell you that my daughter did the rewrite, and she was not really pleased about the changes that were made. You know it stunk. I know it stunk. She knows it stunk. But they're trying to put a black face on a lot of classics. That's what Hollywood does. They don't do a lot of originals. But how they try to update things is to put a black face or a modern age face on things. So one of the things that they said about The Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life, it's a good opportunity to talk about, in both of these stories, I think it was during the Depression. So Kenya is comparing basically what we're going through now in the Biden administration. And he thinks that there's a way, I think, I read this article last week, there's a way to connect the issue, the plight of black people or poor people to the original story of Wizard of Oz. And,
flying through the air in a house? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, listen, like you said, The Wiz was done. It's not unusual that a story puts a different culture on something or a different face on something. I don't really have a problem with that. I do have a problem with that if it's done in activism.
I don't have a problem with remakes if they make sense. I have problems with remakes when you, to your point, ethnicity, color, what have you, because you feel like there weren't enough black people or Asian people or Hispanic people. That's just ridiculous. Come up with your own idea or grow on that idea.
Or if you can connect the idea, the original idea, which is what I think this article says. And listen, I'm not a huge fan of Kenya Barris. He's one of the reasons that I left Hollywood, and he didn't even know why. When I ran into him later, he goes, "Why did you leave Hollywood?" And I said, "People, as a conservative, people treated me really badly." And he's like, "No way! How would you do that?" And I was like, "You, dude." So I'm not going to throw hate on him. He's been very successful, but one of the things he's been successful at is being very ethnic centric in Hollywood, and I think that's what Hollywood's looking for. Listen. You have a lot of white guilt in Hollywood. So when you want to go and you want to say, I think this movie should be redone with a black face, I bet it's not that hard to get done. And this guy's had a lot of success at doing it. It doesn't make it better. We'll see. There was nothing wrong with The Wiz. That's totally entertaining. Was so out of the box
Okay, to your point, it wasn't a true remake of the original. I mean, they added so much more to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you knew that when you went to see that, there wasn't an expectation that it would just be a modernized version of the original.
It was a blackface, right.
You knew that they were going to add so much more talent and music. You know what I'm saying?
But also the ridiculousness of saying that Diana Ross was going to be a 13-year-old girl. I mean, we had to buy. That's a big buy. But you know, we'll see what they do. I'm not going to prejudge it. Like I said, I've told you many times when Madea, the Madea television show was introduced, Black Hollywood really wanted to see that go under until they, and they'd never seen it before. So I prejudge it, even though I kind of know this guy's work and I know who he is and I'm skeptical. I will give him the grace like I would expect from others to see what it's going to be like. But those are classics, and thank goodness they're still available that we can watch the classics. And I hate for them to be seen as the white version and the black version. We'll see.
Thank you. Well, the other thing, too, is as I was reading the article earlier, what was it? He did the Scooby-Doo spinoff, or he had something to do with that, or he's doing a Scooby-Doo spinoff called Velma. Where Velma
But Velma was a lesbian. Did you see that at all? Did you see it? I didn't see it.
I didn't see the movie. I didn't see the new Scooby-Doo, but it didn't go over well.
Velma did not go over. No. And they don't. But it shows you how Hollywood doesn't learn. And I've told you this before. They are saying, you guys are so stupid that we're going to keep shoving our message down your throat.
Until you accept it.
Until you accept it or get our message. Now, could Velma have been a lesbian and a gay in the old cartoons? Probably. Who knows?
And what has that got to do?
What's that got to do with crime busting?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So they're talking about, and this time they're going to make sure she's, but they're doing a spinoff called Velma. So they lost. They did poorly with the movie, so let's do some more so we can lose some more money. They're talking about a new live-action version of Little Mermaid, The Magnificent Seven, where the leader will be black, Peter Pan. God only knows what they're going to do with that.
The last thing I want to watch is a black man who won't grow up. So I'm not going to be running out to see a black Peter Pan. And again, I don't know what they're going to do with that, but I have the feeling, based on what I know about Hollywood, they did the Little Mermaid, the black version. I did a review on it on your show. It very much inspired me. I cried. My daughter cried. Again, we saw a version of ourselves as a princess, as a desirable female character that we rarely get to see in movies. So it was a good thing for us, and I think it's a good thing for young black girls to see.
It's break time. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith joins me, she does every week as my co-host, kick off the party for the weekend. And even if you're not having one, make believe like your kicker went off. You know what I'm saying? Get in line. All right. I know the story I want to get to, Sonya, but this one I gotta throw this. I've been saving this, and I got to throw this one by you. And people buy into this stuff. This is why what makes me crazy. So Philadelphia city leaders have decided that there is a way to bring crime down and make Philadelphia safer. Philadelphia, mind you. They've unveiled a new policy framework, a blueprint for a safer Philadelphia. A whole section is dedicated to fighting institutional white racism. Now, according to the plan, the crime rate will go down when there are less white teachers in Philly and every other teacher goes through DEI training.
Oh.
That'll fix everything, don't you know? Don't you know?
Don't you know?
I read it.
How long do you think it'll take them to realize that it's a stupid idea and has nothing to do with whatever they're perceiving the problem is? Isn't Philadelphia supposed to be the city of
Brotherly love. Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
So why are they having racism problems?
40, 50 years maybe before they figure it out? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. They're going to figure it out once there's a lot of black children who can read less than they read now, and that violence will increase. Listen, if I were a teacher, I wouldn't want to teach there. If that's the way they felt about us because we were white, because of the color of our skin,
yeah,
I'd be the first one gone.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. We saw it happen in Los Angeles where there was a school with the kids in a black neighborhood. The kids were failing, dropping out of school at a rate of 78%. Was when Villaraigosa was the mayor, and he allowed parents in neighborhoods to take over schools if the schools were failing. So the parents came in, hired a charter school company to come in, and they went through, cleaned the place up, and they fired every teacher who used the term, "I'm just trying to get these kids through school." Because their attitude was, no.
You ain't doing your job.
Right, exactly. They opened the school earlier in the morning, so they opened it up at 7, and teachers and staff were there till 7 at night. The kids were given food, put in uniforms, that kind of stuff. They were supplied with uniforms. Within 18 months, the reading scores were up, the math scores were up, and their graduation rates were up at 65 and 70%. Not dropouts, graduation rates. Those kids needed to be taught properly, feel like they were in a safe place, not a safe space, but a safe place to learn, where they weren't looking over their shoulders. And it just shows you, if you give a darn about these kids, they're going to do better.
You sound, it sounds like you're saying that the parents were involved.
Oh, they did?
That change. Okay, well, that's the difference between also Pennsylvania, or Philadelphia, is that the government is doing the fix. The government never does the proper fix, okay? The parents seeing the problem, they get involved, then you're going to see a difference. You also mentioned uniforms. That will make a huge difference in the school system.
Yep.
So, in their success in school. So, no, they're not trying to solve the problem in Philadelphia. They're trying to sound cool with their DEI and their, you know, their diversity and their inclusiveness, and they can do all that. And then these black kids can fall by the wayside, and they won't feel anything. Trust me.
You think... You know, you're 2 years down the road, they're sitting at the table going, "God, we did everything right. How come these kids aren't learning? Or we did everything that..." Or do you think they really, this is this, there's a more, I don't know, sinister back end to this, if you would?
You know what, I go back and forth, and sometimes I go, it doesn't matter. They're, whatever they do is wrong, so you got to fight against them. But, you know, I was listening to a conversation with the liberal dude, and he was thinking the problem, the way to solve the problem in the inner city schools is to have air conditioning. And he was debating. He's a pretty smart guy, but he's annoying in my book. But he was debating with Ben Shapiro, and Shapiro was saying, and I don't agree with Shapiro on everything, but Shapiro was saying, no, we might want to address the fatherlessness in the inner cities and the expectation that children do well in school. Let's start there rather than air conditioning. And to me, that makes such more common sense. But this leftist guy just could not let go of the air conditioning.
God,
so,
it's amazing.
You know what? I don't know if they're thinking that their ideas are really, you know, salient. I don't know. Their brain is really different from how our brain works.
Yep.
So,
all right.
I don't know. But it ain't going to help those kids, trust me.
I totally agree with you.
DEI. Yeah.
So, Justice Sotomayor recently said that she's traumatized by the Supreme Court losses. Now, she doesn't say my Supreme Court losses. She says the Supreme Court losses. So I don't know where that's coming from. So she's described being on the high court in a land of living in frustration, she says, because that every loss the liberal justices face traumatizes her. So in other words, the liberal judges are always right, the other ones are wrong. She said, as one of the three liberal justices of the court, Justice Sotomayor and her colleagues can typically anticipate they will be outnumbered when they decide cases. Over the last few years, she said rulings around issues like abortion, LGBT plus rights, racial equality have swung in the conservative favor. Now, she goes on to say, I can't read the whole thing, obviously, but she goes on to say, and she was doing something at the University of California, Berkeley, that the court has forgotten about compassion and that kind of thing. And I'm saying, look, not to sound cold-hearted, the law has nothing to do with compassion.
Exactly. Where does she get off calling some rulings liberal and others conservative? Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be based on the Constitution. It's based on the law. So yep. How she labels them one thing or another is patently unfair on its face.
Well, you know, and she complains that the court takes up cases challenging decades-long precedents, and, you know, it's just more opportunities arise for individuals to challenge these things. And I'm going, okay, so what, you want to put slavery back in place? You want to put Jim Crow? I mean, so the court can never come back and say, you know what, that was stupid. We voted incorrectly on that. We need to fix that. That's kind of where she's going, right?
You know, yes. But also, and you take the constitutional coaching classes, and I learned something when I briefly took a little bit out of it, is that the Supreme Court ruling is not the law of the land necessarily. No. It is not, but we all think that, well, if the Supreme Court said it, it's there it is, folks. Nothing to see here. It's over with. And that's not the case, correct?
No, not. Matter of fact, the way it was laid out, and it's very specific, Congress makes the laws. The Supreme Court will check when challenged. They render an opinion. They don't render a law. They render an opinion. They say to Congress, hey, that is unconstitutional because of article this or section that. Mm-hmm. And that's it. It dies at that point. And Congress is supposed to take that law back or that bill back and either rewrite it or change it. But never was it meant for them to basically make law. Matter of fact, Roe versus Wade. There was no federal law made.
Example.
All they said was you can't, you know, stopping abortion or stopping a woman's right to have abortions are unconstitutional. No law.
All right. So it's really frightening to me, concerning, that the left wants to stack the Supreme Court, especially with our common belief that whatever they say is law of the land. And if they want to stack it and make it forever, we're in bad shape. If somebody doesn't stand up and go, no, you're not the boss of those.
Well, I find it interesting, though, that her complaints around, now this is me summarizing, her complaints are around that the liberal justices aren't given more power, more credence. The liberal viewpoint isn't given more credence when in reality, you know, one is the number one, two is the number two. It's very black and white.
If there isn't a liberal point of view, there shouldn't be a liberal point of view and a conservative point of view in the Supreme Court. You are upholding the Constitution. That's all you're working with. That's all you're judging. What is the original purpose?
Intent. Yeah.
Intent.
Yeah.
So the fact that she's saying there's a liberal and there's a conservative already tells me she's on the wrong side. We knew that about her when she got signed onto the gig.
Listen, when I took that constitutional coach class, one of the things that I learned, I never knew this, but there were journalists, not newspaper journalists, but congressional journalists, in the rooms where they were arguing these laws, and they wrote down why so-and-so brought the law forward. What was the intent? What were they looking to happen? Okay, so when you start reading those, you stop and say, why aren't the justices reading this stuff? Why do they not care? And you only got 20 seconds.
No.
So go quick.
But when the left has deemed all of those people who were debating this old white men who don't matter anymore,
that's right.
They're kicking out of school systems in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, that they don't matter, their words don't matter. How do you deal with that?
We got to go. We'll be back. I'll be back in a few minutes. Sonia's going to go drink her chicken soup and go to sleep. Thank you, Sonia.
Good.
Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the next hour. We'll be back.